it's Canzano. Thanks for making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe and leave us some feedback. Also, the podcast is brought to you by Multnomah Medical Clinic, dedicated to providing breakthrough, non-invasive, drug-free solutions to ED problems. Call Multnomah Medical Clinic at 503-899-4199 or visit them online at multnomahmedical.com.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Go to GoldenOakLending.com. Take advantage of low interest rates and their mortgage portal. You can take that free mortgage checkup. It's safe and secure. There is no risk and no obligation. If you do a loan with Golden Oak Lending, they do not charge you an appraisal unless they close the loan. Go to GoldenOakLending.com to take advantage of that. Adam Ray is an actor. He is a comedian. He does voice work. He is... been on this show before and is appearing at Helium Comedy Club. He'll be on, he's got a show coming up tonight at 8 o'clock. He's got a show on Friday at 8 o'clock. He has two shows on Saturday. You can go to heliumcomedy.com if you would like to get tickets and see Adam Ray in person. He's joining us. Adam Ray, I'm sorry, man. Normally we have you in studio. We're face-to-face. 2020 sucks, but I'm glad you're coming to town.
Dude, thanks for bringing that mixed emotion of energy right there. Dude, I expect nothing less from you being like, dude, this year's a wash. Everyone's going to die. But, dude, thanks for braving the smoke and coming down and trying to chuckle us through the chaos. Yeah, man. You know how I feel about you guys specifically and the Portland area. My dad lives in Salem. I'll be parlaying this gig into a trip to go visit him. Just because, you know, you got to make the pops trip, and his wife just passed. Thanks for bringing that up. But, so it's a great time to, you know, just to try to turn the frowns upside down, man. It's, it is a weird time. Like you said, you know, it's, Costco has shut down the sample section of their, establishment indefinitely. You know, the Verizon guy is still at Sprint. You know, I don't know. There's a lot going on, but if you do want to try to step out of your fog, come to the shows this weekend. I think they're doing, you know, it's a less capacity show, obviously. Got to keep the distance. But I don't know about you guys, especially in traveling. It's really like, you know, whether masks become, you know, a consistent way of life after this, we'll see. But the space in between people at the airport now, even in lines at like a Starbucks, oh, it's a game changer. Like, you don't realize how much people are breathing down your neck in lines just all over the world. It's like it's something that I've really become aware of like, oh, most people are just such dum-dums and don't understand spatial awareness. Yes. Where they'll just be like, you know, basically resting their chin on your shoulder and you're like just giving you some sort of, you know, weird circus teabag, but it's I don't know. I'm fortunate to be in a position to still work. And, but yeah, I'm bummed I'm not in studio with you guys. Cause hey, you guys, you know, you smell great. I can tell you're always lathered up with some sort of Bed Bath & Beyond oil or lotion. Are you guys wearing any colognes right now?
No colognes. I'm home, man. I have taken two showers today, though, because I shower in the morning. Is this weird? My wife thinks this is weird. I get up. I have to shower before anything.
First of all, it's weird that you just brought up out of nowhere that you took two showers. Like,
right,
nobody
asked.
Yeah, the
last you were
time.
Talking about...
nobody asked the last time you were naked, but you were just like, I'll tell you, hey, if you guys want something to visualize real quick, two different times today I was lathering up. I'm a zest guy. Wait, so what's weird? Your wife
did
what?
Ask me this. Answer me this. So I wake up in the morning. I have to take a shower before I do anything. And then I work out, and then I take another shower. She says, why don't you just work out and then shower after? But I don't feel like I wake up. I'm not one of these workout freaks that can get up.
I know. Well, dude, waking up and just throwing water on your face, you're right, is not enough. And there is something about taking a warm or cold shower. You know, in high school, I mean, I used to take a freezing cold shower if we were going to go do basketball practices at like 6 a.m. before school. Yeah, I definitely have to shower to wake up. And it's just about warming all the muscles up. But this is when the listeners are definitely tuning out. We're discussing your shower habits and what's the best time to warm your muscles up. Hilarious content. But no, you know, this is probably divorce worthy, I would suggest, with your gal if she's questioning your... Also, you know, at the your anyone who's just, you know, overly taking care of their hygiene and their sense should always be applauded and not disparaged. But yeah, man, it's getting up early is I don't know if you guys are sleeping more in the quarantine. I'm definitely doing way less connecting with strangers over Facebook. I used to be so good at when people from my past would reach out of connecting, but now when they do that, it's because they're just like, dude, you don't get it, man. Obama's trying to take away your microwave, dude, and Trump is trying to instill this sense. Look, I'm in America. The air is free. I'm going to breathe in the air because it's free. And that's the 15th Amendment, man, free air. Dude, you haven't even read the freaking Bible, dude. The Bible and the Constitution are pretty much the same book, dude. Oh, I read the Bernstein Bears. Don't tell the truth. Oh, I'm smart. Well, no, dude. Mitch McConnell, that guy's hot, man. So these types of people, I've just gone ahead and taken the liberties of putting up a little Dikembe Mutombo finger wag and just gone on these block parties. But yeah, man, it's, you know, I'm struggling to find ways to support my. My nieces and nephew who are struggling in the education world. I don't know if you guys are dealing with that, but you know, I don't know how any parent is really doing it. You're having to take on the whole pressures of making sure they stay focused. And my nephew is six, and he is just a classic 6-year-old 2020 dum-dum to where we were playing heads up on his recess and on the phone. And you know, if you're not familiar with the kid version, there's a picture of an animal. And then you make noises in the animal so the kid can guess the what animal it is. So the first one up was a rooster, right? So if you do rooster, what would you do for a rooster?
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Perfect, dude. Yeah, and if you're really having fun, maybe even go for it a little bit more, right? And, yeah, cock-a-doodle-doo, right? That's you know, rooster-esque. So we do versions of that. And my nephew, without even skipping a beat, just goes, wolf, and then puts the phone down to go on to the next one. And I was like, dude, this kid better be a pro athlete because he is not going to finish middle school. Like, but then it's like, you know, what does he need to know that for? I was always so, you know, bewildered by the pushing of like, you know, as a kid, you got to know the ABCs, you got to know the animal noises, and then you're coasting until about seventh, eighth grade. And then you got to learn some history, but it's like, it's not like he's going to be at a, you know, an ATM machine or a you know, Baskin Robbins, and somebody's, you know, going to hold up the store and be like, give me all your money, unless you can tell me what a rooster sounds like, you know, but he's stupid, but yeah, but he's a sweet kid. Brags to me about how he's now brushing his teeth consistently. I'm like, dude, I mean, even at six, like he has little to no responsibilities. I'm like, you just got to control what you can control. It's like, wake up, don't poop your bed, brush your teeth, you know, eat something at some point, you know, try to just stay out of the way. You know, again, don't poop on the floor. He peed in the foyer in my sister's house. I slipped on that and almost broke my neck, which I started thinking, I go, if that happened, if I said I slipped on my nephew's pee and that's how I was like paralyzed, I don't know if anybody would feel bad for me.
Can you do your Dr. Phil impression or Tony Danza? I got people tweeting at me left and right, and I need to hear these things.
Oh man, you just now. What are they saying? They're saying just do, just man. Hey, Dance Monkey. Is that what? Are there, is there any context to it?
Adam Ray, here's the tweet. Adam Ray does a super funny Dr. Phil impression. Also, Tony Danza, drag it out of him. That's the last one.
Oh my God,
drag it out.
All right. Well, first of all, okay. Recently, I can tell just from the tone of your voice that you sound like a two shower guy, and you sound like the type of guy who brags about the amount of showers he takes in a day, just so that people know that he's taking care of his hygiene. Now, if you are dipping burritos into Cool Whip, there's a high probability that you're not going to be allowed on an airplane in the next 2 to 5 years because your weight is an issue. If you wake up with meat sweats and you realize that you've had a wet dream while you were awake, then you're probably someone that's a strong candidate for a sleep apnea machine, okay, or some sort of a double-sided. Now, look, normally I don't tell people what to wear or what to see, okay? You can put on a set of beer goggles and get on Tinder and swipe right. But if you get to the Cheesecake Factory and you notice that I'm there, don't call me daddy, okay? I see what you're doing. I appreciate the support, but don't call me daddy. Now, my guest on the show today is an actor and somebody who's been fighting boxing. He played a garbage man in the 1994 Disney classic, The Garbage Man. I think that's the title. He was in Angels in the Outfield. Please welcome Tony Danza. Hey, Dr. Phil, it's me, Tony Danza. So, look, I've been a big fan of you for quite some time. And, look, every morning I wake up, I get on the exercise bike. I think about how many showers my boys in Portland are taking. And I think of funny names for clubs, you know what I'm saying? Like nightclubs, you know. Ironically, all the clubs in Vegas are named after the reasons you want to avoid the club in the first place, like racism or a sweat or a creepy Persian guy in the corner who won't stop looking at you. So, you know, there's so many things that I'd like to do entrepreneurial, but I just need about 50 to 80 grand. Well, that's something I'm not going to be able to help you out with. But what I can help you out with is a little encouragement and a little wisdom and a quote that I like to say. It's really a song, okay? It's something that I live by. I say it every morning when I wake up. Here it is. Chicken of China, the Chinese chicken, have a drumstick and your brain starts clicking. And if you say that to yourself 14 times in a row, there's a good chance, okay, that you might get some roadhead. We'll be right back.
Adam Ray at Helium Comedy Club tonight at 8, tomorrow at 8. Two shows on Saturday. You can go to heliumcomedy.com. Before I cut you loose, you grew up in Seattle. They got the Kraken. They got the Kraken coming. Are you excited about the Kraken?
Fired up.
Yeah.
I'm fired up, man, and it's about time. We've got a big vacancy for athletics up here once the Sonics got pulled. So hockey hopefully will ignite the city and get hoops to shortly follow. But, yeah, I'm pumped, man. I didn't grow up – when you don't grow up with a sport like hockey, it's tough to get into. But I'm fired up, dude. The Logan's good. I think obviously people joke, but I think it goes without saying that the fans are now going to be the crackheads. And we should probably deem the stadium the crack house. They should probably, you know, have like tweaker night and, you know, find, because look, that's Seattle is not immune to spazzy individuals. So I think every night they need to, you know, find people with, you know, if you got at least six teeth, maybe they do a contest where you can get moved down to a closer section and they give you a free crack pipe. I don't know. I'm just spitballing, but there's a lot of fun in-game, you know, contest to happen. But it's exciting, dude. It's sorry about your Blazers. As long as Dame doesn't just pick up and go, I think you guys are, you know, set for a title run at some point. I think the Clippers are going to fall apart, and I'd like to see Paul George get traded. Let's be honest, though. I think your Blazers need to make another big move. You know, yeah. I don't think it's. You don't want to get rid of McCollum because him and Dame together are so good. If Dame didn't get injured, obviously you know, things could have been different. But you guys need a big you need another piece in there. You know, you need you know, look how it is. It's Bron and AD. You got you know, Porzingis and Doncic. You need a, and McCollum's so good, but you need a bigger body. I don't know where that body comes from. Maybe. You know, maybe you dip into, you know, the old retired guys, see if Lottie wants to come back. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but But you guys have a squad. As long as Dame's there, I think anything can happen, you know. Maybe you know, what you should do, actually, okay, is pull up an old version of NBA Live 95 for Super Nintendo and see who was the leading scorer on that. Maybe Brad Doherty or Larry Nance, you know, somebody that sounds like a politician from the 80s, and get them to come play. Or maybe just see if, Charles Barkley will come out of retirement and just sit in the corner and you know, granny shot some threes in. Either way, I think you guys are poised for a title run. So I'm praying for you.
Adam, I appreciate you. We need you more than ever now.
Thanks for having me, bro.
I think people need to laugh. Tonight at 8 o'clock at Helium Comedy Club. Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, two shows on Saturday. Adam Ray, heliumcomedy.com to get tickets. Leave it here. I want to thank people who continue to give to the Oregon Wildfire Family Fund. Nancy Baird, thank you for your donation. If you'd like to make a donation, go to baldfacetruth.org. Dave Coons, I appreciate your donation as well. Go to baldfacetruth.org to make a tax-deductible donation. Every day on the show, we do the Culligan Water Cooler Report.
Welcome to the Culligan Water Cooler Report. If we're talking about it, they'll be talking about it. Brought to you by Culligan Water Company.
Go to culliganoforegon.com if you want to get your water checked out. If you got water, you want to know what you're drinking, you should probably should. Go to culliganoforegon.com to do that. Alabama Adriana, Judah Newby, I want to ask you a question. Nintendo is bringing back the Game & Watch. I did not know what the Game & Watch was. It was from 1990. It's a handheld gaming device that also doubles as a clock. It had some games that were on it. Did you guys have a Game & Watch? Do you know what that is?
I was with you. I did not know what this was. I think this may have even predated my time in entertainment. Adriana, did you know what a Game & Watch was?
No, definitely not. It sounds like an Apple Watch to me.
Handheld electronic game. It was marketed from 1980 to 1991. It had a game that was loaded onto it, and it had a clock on this LCD screen, and they're bringing it back. Super retro handheld deal. And nowadays, watches are more, they're not really functional. Like, everybody has a phone, has a clock on it. The watch is more like a fashion accessory. Am I right about that?
Yeah, although I'm probably one of the rare people. It's like, I'm so used to mine that it feels, you know, similar to a phone. You don't have your phone, you kind of feel naked without it. It's kind of me and having a watch now. Like, I have it on my left wrist pretty much all the time, and it just, I always look at my watch for the time first before I look at my phone, but I'm probably in the minority.
Do you have an Apple Watch?
No.
Oh, just a regular?
Just a regular, okay. Yeah.
Go ahead. I couldn't imagine having an Apple Watch. I know a lot of my friends do, and I know a lot of people do. I just feel like it's so much. Like, there's so... It's just, it's everywhere at that point, right?
Yeah, some people live their lives that way, though. You know, it's like, it keeps them efficient, keeps them productive. Totally. You can have one you work out. Some people really like the data that just tracks their productivity. Now, it can go too far, or you're just almost like a machine, I'm sure, but there's an attraction element to that for a lot of people.
I would not want to have the ability for my messages or anything else to be right on my wrist at all times. I take my phone partially during the show. I sometimes take it and I set it away from me so that I'm not there to see every notification. I guess you can control your notifications, but I don't even want to have the ability for that to be on my wrist.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like there's a level, and if that Screen Time app hasn't already humbled you... then I don't want to know what an Apple Watch life would be like.
All right, let's do that. Let's go to the Screen Time report that you get every week on your phone. Can you guys open up your Screen Time?
Mm-hmm. Wait, has anybody done the update yet? I did this morning.
You did?
Oh, there's an update? Oh.
No, I hadn't done the update, but I have a daily average, and then I have today's average in front of me. You guys should as well have that. How much screen time have you spent today on your phone? Let's start there. Alabama, Adriana, go.
Wait, I'm looking for it. I'm trying to get used to this new thing. All
right. Judah Newby, can you see your screen time today?
Can you see it today? I don't know. Where, I go to the day section. I honestly haven't done that. Today I've been on apparently 1 hour, 41 minutes.
That's quite a bit. Alabama Adriana, how much time today?
Phone call.
How do you see? Oh, wait. Okay. I'm trying to see.
Oh, I feel like I'm setting my parents' VCR right now.
Yeah.
Adriana.
Tracking.
Can't you just scroll left?
Okay, yes, I see. Yeah. I see. Okay, 1 hour and 38 minutes, but that update did take a little bit, so that might be why.
All right, let's talk about it, something else. All right, wait, that's good.
What about you?
2 hours, 28 minutes.
And that's with two showers this morning?
What is your average day like on your phone? Does it give you an average, daily average, when you go to the week setting?
Yeah, I'm 3 hours. Pretty much 2 hours, 58 minutes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not bad, right?
That's really good.
Yeah. My daily average is 4 hours and 39 minutes.
Damn. Well, I do this for a profession. I'm at 5 hours, 23 minutes.
God,
is my average day.
Hey, I've got a question. Do you ever get criticized about being on Twitter by your significant other? Like how often you check it? Because I'm starting to get that now and I've never had it before. And I'm like, I'm just checking Twitter. And she's like, you're always on Twitter. I'm like, not really.
It's hard because so much of what this job is, and I'll be honest, you have to set it down at some point. And for me, I usually around dinner time will put it away or try to put it away. But sometimes that stuff like yesterday was bleeding off into 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Larry Scott, Pac-12 commissioner, was on ESPN late. My phone was blowing up. And so I try to put it away, but it's really hard because, you know, I think you have to be disciplined and you have to set some limits for yourself because you could sit there all day and find a reason to be on your phone. You could.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Anna, maybe she can speak to this when she comes on the show a little later, but I have seen that look that you're getting. I've seen that look more during the pandemic than maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
And in part because there's no boundary when you're at home and you're working from home. And I think people working from home, you know, see the silver lining is you're around your family more. You're not commuting. That's good. But you have to be really careful about drawing boundaries because I have found that I could just work. Like yesterday, I woke up and jumped right into that Big Ten conference decision and the Pac-12 decision and literally worked until about 5 p.m. straight. So from like 6:30 in the morning to 5 p.m., I did nothing but work. And at the end of that, I was like, I could do this for 2 or 3 more hours, no problem, but there's some little kids in this house that I want to see, and dinner was on the table, and I had to set it down. And I missed when John Wilner reported that Los Angeles County had cleared the path for USC and UCLA, and he texted me later and said, did you see that? And I said, no, because I had literally set my phone down because I had done my 5 hours and 23 minutes on my phone for the day.
Okay, I want to know. You can specifically go and look. I would like you to pull it up right now and see how much time you spent on TikTok.
I was going to say, we haven't gotten a TikTok update from you for long. I'm starting to get worried.
Not very much. I've been weaning off the TikTok. My average day, do you want to know my average day or do you want to know yesterday? Okay, so average day.
You can answer real quick.
Okay, average day. No, I don't even want to share this.
Way to control the narrative, John.
Average day, 28 minutes on TikTok. That's ridiculous. You lose some time on there. I spent 5 hours and 49 minutes last week. Oh, this is the total for the week. Okay, 5 hours and 49 minutes on text messages. 3 hours and 40 minutes on Twitter, 2.5 hours on mail, 2 hours browsing, and the total week, I spent 1 hour and 28 minutes on TikTok for the week. Wow.
Oh. Wow.
Cutting down.
I'm so bad on TikTok that I have I created a playlist with my music that is all TikTok songs.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh.
It's tremendous.
Oh, the pandemic.
It's tremendous. Some of them are safe for work, too. All right. I want you to leave it here. The 2 o'clock hour is coming up. Anna will pop in. I got the 2 at 2 coming up top of the hour, including Tom Brady, Bruce Arians. Are they
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.